Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
I love celeriac. What is it? Michelle, you're on the line, aren't you?
I am.
Our food director.
Welcome, Michelle, to the show. So tell Ben what it is.
Ben, it's actually related, it's actually a part of the celery family.
Oh, I love celery.
I love celery. It's a very...
It actually grows above the ground and there's a root system below it. It's like a bulb. You will have seen it in the supermarket.
Anyone who thinks he's Angus Stewart, the gardener, telling us all this? Is it a superfood?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay, right. What do you do with it? Can you bake it or...
Yes. There's many ways to use celeriac. It can be eaten raw in salads or cooked in stews. And soups, or you can use it as a mash.
But one of the best things, I think, is that wonderful recipe we have on mindfood.com for celeriac and apple soup. That is one of my favourite soups you actually make, Michelle, I have to say.
Oh, it's delicious. I made it for my husband's birthday last year.
It was beautiful.
And I have to say, it was a bit of a hit, so it's a bit of a family favourite.
And this year he's got extra people coming, myself and Patrick. We're all in June, and you're in June, so it's going to be a big birthday.
But just tell him really quickly how to make that soup, because that is a really easy soup.
Oh, okay. You just heat the oven, turn it to 180. You line the baking tray with baking paper, and heat the oil in a large saucepan over medium heat. You add onion and cook for about 3 minutes, and garlic, and then you add the stock, and then add celeriac and potatoes, and then bring it to the boil and reduce the heat, and then simmer it that away for about 40 minutes, and then you add apple on top of the soup and cook for another 4 minutes. And then you blend it all with some cream. So it's delicious. And we serve our celeriac soup with a nice parmesan crisp, which you just grate the parmesan onto a baking paper and pop it into the oven and form the little circles. And then they come out as beautiful crisps. And then you just season it with salt and black pepper. It's beautiful. It's a nice,
sweet,
and earthy soup. It's sort of got nutty undertones. It's a really delicious one for winter.
But it is a truly beautiful soup. And that parmesan crisp recipe is so simple, because it's just parmesan you put in the oven. And everyone loves that because they get kind of chewy and brittle, and it's just beautiful.
And that's something the kids can help you with. So now it's a beautiful, beautiful soup.
So with winter around the corner, can you do a nice roast in the oven and throw it into bake?
Well, I do it more as a mash. I put it on the side and mash it up. It's just wonderful. You can, instead of a potato, you can do a celeriac mash.
But the taste is beautiful. They're quite ugly. They are ugly-looking things.
Yeah, they're knobby and ugly, and they are. But they taste wonderful. Peel off that thick skin, and you've got beautiful flesh. You've got to be careful. It discolours quite quickly, so put it in water with a bit of lemon juice, and you're good to go.
Fantastic. But they're in store now. You can buy them. It's all in season.
Fantastic.
Michelle, thank you for being part of the show, as always. Great to talk with you.
I love that. And, of course, the recipes are all in the magazine.
Yes,
so you can
all
jump
online.
Yes.
Mindfood.com.
And, of course, if you want to get a daily recipe for us, you can sign up for our Mindfood daily recipe and we'll send you out a recipe. And for more details from today's show, go to mindfood.com.
See you, Michelle.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Mindfood Magazine and Mindfood Radio. Together, smart thinking.